Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Hallie Peck, and she's the County Youth Coordinator in Montgomery County for Extension. And we want to talk about an event that's just getting started actually tomorrow. So good morning to you, Hallie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And being the County Youth Coordinator, we're going to be talking about an event for kids. So when is it? And then I probably have some more questions about it, but when is it getting going?
Cooking with Kids will be a month-long session for Early Out Wednesdays, and they will begin on Wednesday, March 4th.
All right. So every Wednesday in March, the March 4, 11, 25, and April 1, are those the correct dates?
Yep.
All right.
We will not have a session during the spring break for Red Oak.
Okay. So we kind of skip one Wednesday in there. And what time do they start?
Each session will start at 2 p.m. and get over at 3:45.
Okay. Where is this being held?
It'll be held at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in the White 4-H building.
Okay, because you have a nice-sized kitchen in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are the children going to be doing? You know, with cooking, that covers a lot of ground. Tell us about some of the things that they'll be cooking.
Cooking with Kids is going to be a month of sessions held on Wednesdays for 4th and 5th graders, and they will learn how to cook, make healthy choices, and eat right. We will learn about nutrition, basic safety and awareness in the kitchen, and, of course, they'll be learning how to cook.
All right. Got lots of things to cover there.
Yeah.
Are we going to do snacks? Are we going to do drinks?
They will learn snacks, meals, drinks, a little bit of everything.
Now, 4th and 5th graders are really competent. They can do lots of cooking.
Yeah, and they're starting to kind of be independent and do their own thing. So this will be good for them they can cook a meal for their family at home.
Mm-hmm. Will you be covering, like, use of the microwave, use of the oven, use of mixer, you know, what kinds of equipment are you going to be including?
Throughout the entire, all the sessions, we will hopefully cover a little bit of everything so that they're familiar with probably all the little utensils and different kitchen gadgets that they can use at home.
Mm-hmm. Because there are some safety things, definitely, and you said safety is one of the things you're going to be talking about. How many can you have enrolled?
Right now, we don't have a limit.
Okay.
But we do have a minimum of 5.
Okay. So kids get signed up. This will be fun. I think if kids haven't had that experience, they don't know how much fun it can be. But lots of opportunities there.
Yeah, it should be really fun.
Now, I'm assuming this is it's open to all children, not just 4-H members.
Yep, all youth in grades 4th and 5th.
4th and 5th. And how do they register?
They can either stop into the extension office or they can go to our website, and there is a registration form right on the website that they can print off.
Is there a fee?
The fee for 4-H members is $10, and for non-4-H members, it is $15.
Okay, so that covers the cost of all your ingredients and all the things you need to do to get ready to do this.
Yeah.
So who is teaching this, Hallie?
I will be in charge of this, and we might also have a couple others come in and help us out.
Sure. I know you have lots of people with a great deal of knowledge that could work with this. So it could be, I'm just thinking, of course, I love, you know, cooking, and I think my experiences in cooking with kids are, they get really excited about what they can learn to do if they don't know how. And the end results, you go, I can do this.
Yeah.
So let's talk just a little bit about 4-H, since you are the youth coordinator. That includes your job with 4-H. I'm assuming that kids could still join 4-H at this point?
Yeah, kids can join 4-H at any time. They can stop into the extension office, and we can find them a club that's in their area and, you know, might be something that their friends are already involved in, and we can get them involved in a club and get them to a meeting.
Okay. And is 4th grade the time they need to enroll?
4th grade through 12th, they can join in any age group at any time, and we also have Clover Kids, which is available to 1st through 3rd graders.
Such fun.
Yeah.
Are you working personally with any of those 1st, 2nd, 3rd graders?
I work with the 1st through 3rd graders with Clover Kids once
a
month.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you've been having lots of exciting times there.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of fun things.
Why do you think kids enjoy 4-H?
I think it's a place that they feel that they fit in. It's a place that they can do anything that interests them, you know, anything from animals to cooking to exercise. There's a place for everybody in 4-H.
Okay. No matter what their interest, stamp collecting. Do kids still do stamp collecting?
Well, there's maybe some. I guess you don't hear of it as often.
No, but I know if somebody gets started in that, they really get fascinated with it.
Yeah.
Because they learn so much about different countries and so on. So, as you say, whatever kind of people
yep,
are interested.
If they're interested in it, we'll find a spot for them.
Okay. What are some of the activities you've been doing in Clover Kids?
Our last meeting was last week, and we had a plant unit. They learned the different parts of a flower, what the plants need to survive, and we also created a little Mr. Grass Head, kind of like Potato Head.
Oh, yes.
In a cup, and they planted grass, and the grass will grow as it's hair.
Huh. Cute. And, as you say, they learned a lot in doing that and end up with something that's kind of fun.
Yeah, and they can take it home and watch the hair grow and, you know, learn a little bit of responsibility that they have to keep it watered and
uh-huh.
take care of it.
And I can tell you, if they have a cat in the house, that cat will love the hair. They might learn that also. Always some side benefits there. So do you have some other kinds of events that you'd like to mention that are coming up, Hallie?
We have FSQA coming up. That's our Food Safety Quality Assurance. That's for our 4-H'ers. It's just to kind of inform them about their livestock and make sure that they are taking care of them and getting everything done that they need to. So those are some. We have a couple of those coming up in the next month and two. And those things will be here in Red Oak. So.
Okay. Now, this is really jumping ahead, but I have people ask me, when's the county fair?
County fair is July 14th through the 19th.
Okay. Get that on the calendar, right?
Yep.
Yeah. We need to plan ahead. And of course, if you go to county fairs at various counties, you kind of need to get those all down and on the calendar. Yes.
Yep. They're all real close together.
Okay. Hallie, what was your 4-H experience?
I was a 4-H'er in Cass County, and I was very involved with the livestock side of things. I had shown beef, sheep, poultry, and my siblings had goats and rabbits, so we've been involved in all aspects of the livestock, and of course had some static exhibits up in the building as well.
All right, so wide experience. I'm sure that has helped you in terms of working with the youth in Montgomery County.
Yeah.
Yeah, can kind of relate to the kinds of things they might do.
Sure, yeah.
So, okay. Where is the Montgomery County Extension Office located? I'm guessing most people in Montgomery County know that, but just in case somebody's new.
Yep. The Montgomery County Extension Office is located at 400 Bridge Street, and that's just right off of Broadway.
All right. And your hours are?
We are open from 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday.
And what's the best way to get on your website?
Our website is extension.iastate.edu/Montgomery.
Okay. And I'm guessing, you know, I'm kind of lazy. I'd just go in and I would put Montgomery County ISU Extension and it'll pop up.
On Google, yep. It'll pop up.
It's good to know the address, but if you don't, you can always find it.
Yep, and we also have a Facebook page that we keep updated. So.
Okay. Okay, let's remind folks of this Cooking with Kids event coming up, when, where, and how they register.
Cooking with Kids will start in March. It'll be every Wednesday in March. It'll be from 2 to 3:45, and it will be at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in the White Building.
Okay. Get on the website or give you a call or stop by.
Yep.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Hallie Peck, for visiting with us and telling us about this event that's coming up for 4th and 5th graders. Until next time, here's a thought. Cooking with kids makes fond memories.